the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين ولأبكين عليك بكاء
Brothers and sisters, previously we have reached this part of the Kumail supplication in which Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, says, O Allah, I swear sincerely, if you leave me with speech, I will lament before you from the midst of the fire's inhabitants with the lamentation of the hopeful. أُقْسِمُ صَادِقًا لَإِن تَرَكْتَنِي نَاطِقًا لَأَضِجَّنَّ إِلَيْكَ بَيْنَ أَهْلِهَا ضَجِيجَ الْآمِلِينَ وَلَأَصْرُخَنَّ إِلَيْكَ صُرَاخَ الْمُسْتَصْرِخِينَ I will cry to you with the cry of those who are crying for help. I will weep before you with the weeping of the bereft. لَأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بُكَاءَ الْفَاقِدِينَ وَلَأُنَادِيَنَّكَ أَيْنَ كُنْتَ يَا وَلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ I will call upon you. Where are you, O sponsor of the believers? Now, from the very beginning of this Kumail supplication, we have seen Imam Ali alayhi salam continuously, consistently showing persistence, showing determination to be shown the Almighty Allah's mercy and forgiveness. We have learned many etiquettes of supplication throughout these episodes. We started discussing this radiant Kumail supplication. Now, one of the things that in supplication shows the profundity of one's confidence and hope in Allah is what we call in special terms ilhah, or literally translated as persistence. This persistence shows the depth of one's attachment to Him. The greater one's confidence in Allah is, the greater is his persistence in supplicating Him. And on the contrary, if the trust of a person in Allah is weak, then he would naturally desist from supplication. He would despair if he does not see the response to his prayer. But this is not the case with the Kumail supplication. We see Imam Ali alayhi salam continuously asking the Almighty Allah for forgiveness. He continues. He goes on again and again to ask the Almighty Allah. He swears to God by His beautiful names here and there to ask Him for His help. And the way persistence in praying to Allah reveals the depth of one's confidence in Allah, similarly, it deepens your trust in Allah. It somehow consolidates it. And moreover, the proximity of you as a supplicant to Allah is in accordance with the degree of your confidence in Allah and your attachment to Him. There has appeared a great emphasis in Islamic traditions about persistence in praying and the fact that one should not despair in any situation. We'll try to have a look at some after a short break.
Oh, my Lord, I swear by your honor that if you will grant me speech in hell, I shall amongst its inmates cry out bewailingly unto you, like the cry of those who have faith in your kindness and compassion. And I shall mourn for you the lamentation of those who are bereaved, and I shall keep on calling unto you. Where are you, O friend of the believer?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So about that persistence, dear listeners, that we have seen and we are still reading in Kumail's application, there has appeared great emphasis in our traditions. For example, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, "Indeed, Allah loves those who persist in making the supplication. Allah loves those mulihin." And Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Prayer is the shield of the believer. A door which is frequently knocked at shall be opened for you." Imam alayhi salam has taught us that you should be persistent in your askings if you are truly asking from the Almighty Allah, and if you know who you have turned to. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that he says, "Supplication averts the divine destiny after it has been confirmed." Imam alayhi salam is talking about the changing of qadha. So supplicate frequently, Imam alayhi salam says, because it is the key of every mercy. It is the fulfillment of every need. And Imam alayhi salam says a very astonishing word, which is the secret to some of our challenges in our everyday lives. Imam says, "And that which lies with Allah can only be attained through supplication." Imam continues, "There is no door which is frequently knocked at, except that it will be opened soon for the one who knocks it." So that is why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Ask your need and persist in asking." Imam continues, "Because indeed Allah loves the persistence of the persistent among His believing servants." So even in the ranks of the believing servants, there are some higher ones just because these believers are persistent in supplicating to the Almighty Allah. And this is what we are exactly seeing in this part of the Kumail supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.